Okay, y'all. So what's up? So today, you know, I want to talk about how I changed my business philosophy. And so people understand sometimes you got to adapt, right? So I bought a piece of equipment the other day, and I'm testing out, playing. If you go on the Facebook or whatever, you'll see it, right? And one of my partners, he sees it. He's like, yo, man, that's good. I want to buy this, that, and the third, blah, 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 blah. I can do this, this, and this. And he's seen instantly, he's seen the potential in it, which is why I bought it, because I saw the potential too. I had a dream and said, buy this, you know what I'm saying? So I went and bought it, okay? So he's seen the potential. So we bought it, we're playing with it. Matter of fact, we're headed to his house to go pick something up so we can go over there and play with this new equipment right now. But anyways, now this is why I changed my business philosophy. Before, it used to be, find something you like to do and figure out how you're going to get paid for it, right? But the problem is, once you figure out how you're going to get paid for it, a lot of times it starts feeling like a job. And some days you may not want to do it, but you're going to feel obligated because it's feeling like a job. So I changed my philosophy, right? Excuse me. The way I look at it now is, just if you're going to use it to make money, make sure that's what it's for. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you're going to use it as your hobby, keep them separate. Yeah, you can find something you like to do and make money off of it too. But don't take something and start turning it into a job. Don't do something that you feel like is going to start feeling like a job. You know what I'm saying? So like right now, The piece of equipment that I bought, I like it. I'm gonna play with it, but it's not necessarily going to be like the something I make money off of. Yeah, I may sell a few things. I may make a little bit of dollars off of it, but it isn't going to be like I feel obligated to do it, because I'm not going to turn this into necessarily a business per se. I'm just gonna be, it's more going to be a hobby that I may or may not get paid for if somebody asks me to make them something. You know what I'm saying? With other things, I normally take them, I turn it into a full business, map out the whole plan, how I'm going to do this, that, and the third, blah, 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 blah. And then it starts feeling like a job, then you don't want to do it no more. It happened to me, it happens to my partners, it happens all the time. We make money, but we don't want it to feel like a job. So now, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it as a hobby. And if somebody asks me for something, I'm going to make it for them. You know what I'm saying? It may cost a little bit, depending on how much supplies and stuff, but that's neither here nor there. But the point is, my philosophy went from find something you like to do and turn it into a business, because eventually it's going to start feeling like a job and you don't want it to feel like a job. Two, you know what I'm saying? Just find something that you're doing, or find something, a way that you want to make money, and make that your thing to make money. Not necessarily your hobby per se. You know what I'm saying? For me, I'm just going to take this hobby. I'm going to just do what I do. You know what I'm saying? If somebody comes across and say, hey, can you do this? Yeah, I'm going to make it for them. But as far as making it an actual business and job that I'm doing, I'm not going to do that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to do that. But anyways, hit the website, alexborgella.info. You know what I'm saying? See what else we got going for y'all. Anyways, let's get it. Stop playing.